This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book, coming to you from glorious Clearwater, Florida, the perfect place for writers to write and readers to enjoy a good book. And I just heard that there was some terrible survey that said Florida was not a wonderful place to live, and they are crazy because it is. And I have in the studio with me a wonderful author, Linda Berhans. And also, she hosts a show on this station. So I want to thank you so much for coming in today, Linda.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, it's great. Are they crazy that Florida is not a perfect place to live?
Well, I'll tell you. Do you want to be up there with the snow right now and the ice and the gray?
Oh, no. I mean, my brother lives up in, everybody knows I'm a Youper, and I love Michigan. I love northern Michigan, but not at this time
of year. Not now. No. It may be July or August.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you're out on the boat.
Exactly. So, although we have a few days of cold weather,
That's okay for a few days.
Okay. You can pull out your jackets and wear some of your winter clothes that you don't wear very often. So it's fun. And I'm just... people are crazy. This is the perfect place to live, especially in our area here.
I mean, it's just something about being close to the water.
Oh, it is.
It's just something about it.
It is.
I know me, if I put on my other hat as a writer, there's just some kind of, feeling there that motivates you, that makes you feel one with what's going on.
It does. It does. And so Linda's here. She's going to be talking. We'll talk a little bit about her book, but mostly she's going to be talking about a new show that she's going to be having soon, and she'll tell us about it. But and I am waiting for a call in from a really delightful couple. As a matter of fact, they are advertised as the Fit Couple Cooks, and they have a big following on YouTube, and they've just come out with a book, and it's called Healthy Meal Prep. And I'm waiting for their call. I was told they're going to call it. Precisely, I love when people do this. Don't you love this?
Yeah.
They say precisely at 11:21.
Okay.
So we're waiting. And I was so happy that Linda could come in today because we had planned. I had planned, at least. I don't know if Linda was aware of it.
The bus lay plans
I was going to get Linda to help me do the first Facebook Live because I have never done one. And people keep saying, well, why don't you do Facebook Live? I have all this time for everything else. Everybody knows I've been really working hard on my new webpage, which is going to be lots of fun. And I do want to have, more content there. But
like I said, we just need to get a teenager in here. They'll tell us how to make it work.
Because we looked at my Facebook and we couldn't find the little thingy.
No live button.
No live button. So, who knows?
But next show.
I have this lovely device that I got a very fancy device to hold my camera. It has a light. And so then I was going to say to Linda, once I got on, I was going to say to Linda, lights, camera, action. Linda, you're on air and you have to start talking about your new program. So tell us about the name of the new program.
Just Good News.
Woo!
Very excited about that because my other show, Connecting Caregivers, is a great show, but caregiving can be weary. There's a lot of bad news with caregiving.
Yes.
So I was getting to the point where I didn't want to answer my phone. So I said, you got to find some kind of balance here. So I decided to have a second show, Just Good News. So now at least half of my phone calls will be good news.
That's the right attitude. And we certainly need good news.
We need good news. And what I'm going to do is one show a month is going to be just good news from kids. So I've talked to a couple of kids from some different schools. They're going to be my junior reporters.
Oh, wow.
They're going to go out and get good news. And once a month, we'll just have one show with just good news from kids.
Wow, that's an exciting idea.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, then you get the whole school to listen.
Exactly. And you do this program, you're going to be doing it with your friend?
Yes, Lynn Thorling, my co-host, my best friend for 30 years.
And
I'm dragging her with me again.
So she gets to, I do this program solo most of the time.
Yeah.
But it is fun. And I do love to have authors in the studio because it is so much fun.
Yeah,
to
it
do
is
that.
Nice.
I know there are some very famous radio personalities who don't want anybody around them.
Yeah, I don't get it.
But I do like to have somebody in the studio, so yeah. It's lots of fun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so just good news is just good news. That's exactly what it is. There'll be no politics, no religion, nothing like that.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, yes, definitely, if you're going to have good news, I think it's a good idea at this. Well, you know,
there's plenty of good news out there.
Yeah, oh, there
just
is.
Just no one's talking about it. Everybody talks about the terrible things that go on.
Yes, well, that you know, they do say that that's what always sells newspapers, those terrible headlines. But it is true that there is a time that you just need to have some
I think
good
people
news.
Are looking for good news.
They are. They
I
are.
Really do. Because life is tough. There's a lot of tough things that happen. And when you just hear some good news, it just gives you so much hope.
Exactly. So how are people going to be able to get to you with stories?
They can just contact me at lindaburhans@aol.com. So it's LindaBurhans@AOL. Or they can call me at 727-365-8383.
And so you're going to take stories that people...
Yep.
And then you're also going
to go around
there,
and find good news.
Find good news.
Yeah.
Wherever you can.
Wherever I can.
Wow.
And it's not so hard, you know, because when you start looking for positive things, you find more positive things. You know, when we chatted a couple months ago, you and I got together a month ago or whatever it was, I was telling you every morning when I get up, I live on Lake Seminole. And every morning when I go out, I walk my dog, I say a prayer on the dock, and then I take a photo of the sunrise or a bird or a duck or whatever, and I post it on Facebook and say, "Good morning, Seminole." And I send it to a couple other people. So every morning I wake up looking for something beautiful, and I find it every morning.
Well, that's the right attitude. As I named this program Joy on Paper because I like that word joy.
Yes.
To find joy in everything. And, of course, for writers... There is a special joy that you have when you actually sit down and write.
Yeah.
And then you see it and you sit back and you look at it and you say, I wrote that.
Yeah, that whole physicality of it is something.
And tell somebody, you know, I get questions from people. They'll say, well, I'm sort of thinking about writing. I'm sort of. And I say, just sit down and
just
do
write.
It.
Right.
And once you get that feeling. And I'm always so surprised. People will say, well, you know, I wrote, and then I went back to it, and I was surprised that I really could do it. I had something to say.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter how old you are or if you've written before or not, you can start. And I've had some authors in here who started writing when they were 70.
Right.
And other authors, of course, who started writing out of absolute necessity. They were not writers, and then something happened in their life.
First book, Good Night and God Bless. My first book, Good Night and God Bless, is about the last 18 months of my mother's life. And it was 3 weeks before she passed away, and I was with her, and she was dying. And she said to me, Good Night and God Bless, which she said to me a million times before, but I thought that was going to be the last night I was going to hear it. And when she went to bed, and I went in the living room, and I was like, Dear God, just give me a little longer. And when she woke up the next morning, she looked good. So I started writing the book at that moment. And then I wrote through the last 3 weeks of her life and my grieving process. And then I reconstructed our adventure from the year before from my journals and my calendar. But it was a healing thing for me. You know, when you say something all of a sudden spurs you to start doing that writing. And it just flowed from my heart. My mom died in December, and I finished my book on Mother's Day. So it was definitely a mission from the heart.
And... that's what I've been telling, you know, all of my listeners, that something might just spur you on to say, okay, I want to preserve this story.
Right.
And in many cases, for family members, it's some traumatic thing like that. But you can just take a time in your life. You say, you know, something's coming up, a parent's birthday or a child's graduation. And you say, you know, it would be nice if I had all of this down in a story.
Right, because there's certain things only you know.
Exactly.
And no one else is going to know that. And if you don't put it down, it's
gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
And
so do that, people. I mean, you don't have to even write the book. I mean, you can just write for yourself.
Exactly.
You know, and just put down what your feelings are, what you want to talk about. Because everybody has something to share.
And when you are in the process, so many things happen to you when you are actually in the writing process. Yes. You're a different, for a little while, you're a different person.
Right.
You're a writer. You're
so dedicated.
It really takes over you.
Yeah.
And I know for writers, so many writers who are like, they're working on their novels and it's so hard sometimes to pull yourself away. You're in that zone. And,
right.
And you just want to go on. You want to know this, what's happening.
Right.
Because it's so much fun when you're writing and you don't always, you don't know the outcome.
No.
Sometimes you're writing. I mean, even the most famous authors, they're writing along and then they say, well, the character just went.
Right.
One way, and I had no choice. But
I had to go.
I had to go with it.
Yeah.
So it's always so much fun to hear that, and just to feel that joy that an author gets when they are capture this essence of a character, and then they just run with it.
Yeah.
Lee Child was here like a month ago, and we were talking about it. And at the time, you know, he started writing because he had been fired.
Really?
He was 39 years old.
Okay.
Most people don't realize it. Jack Reacher is a product of Lee Child being fired. If he hadn't been fired,
that wouldn't have happened.
He was working at a television station as a producer, and he had no intention of sitting down and writing a book.
Right.
And he was fired, and in a very bad way. I mean, they just sort of marched him in one day and
said, "You're
fired
done."
Him and everybody else, like a whole bunch of other people, and they were doing cutbacks. And it was a time in England when things were
just tough.
The economic situation was bad and everyone was cutting back. But he was so enraged because they did it so in such a nasty and unpleasant
way. Yeah, so unprofessional.
Way.
I mean, and,
you know, you could sort of break the news.
You could act like you care.
Yeah, exactly. Act like you care and be a little gentle. But they just, boom, you're fired. You're
like the chop block.
Yeah. And that was so shocking to him. And he's 39, and he hadn't, like...
And it's painful.
Yeah, painful. He was hurt, and many people, you know, he was not prepared for it.
Yeah.
You know, you're sort of in that... 39 is an age where you think, if you've got a nice career...
I got it,
I'm okay till I retire. I'm fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then, boom, he's gone, and he had to do something. And so he sat down, and he wrote
just
Jack Reacher. And the funny reason, you know, people will read Jack Reacher, and they'll say, well, there's not a lot of stuff in Jack Reacher's life. There's not a you know, and so
right.
many of these characters, you know,
they have a big history.
They have a big history. They have an ex-wife who bothers them, children,
right.
or ex-wife who maybe was killed by somebody.
Right.
And that turned, and
well,
all
their friend that drowned in the river.
And they have psychological problems with their father. And they, you know, they have all of this thing. And Leach was just in a bad mood, let's put it that way. And he didn't want anything. He just wanted his character, who, of course, in the book, Jack Reacher is 6'5", like Lee.
Yeah.
Not at all like Tom Cruise. And he just wanted his character to
be bigger than life.
To be bigger than life and to find a situation where he could kill bad guys. Because I think at that, he had a little bit of rage.
He had
a little rage in him. And so there he is. You know, he comes out with this really fantastic character, and he shows it to his wife, and he was almost like, maybe she doesn't wants me to get, like, a real job real fast.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
we're running out of money. But he said, okay, look at this. I believe this. It's 11:19:49, and I think these people are exactly on time, and they're going to put me on. This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's all good.
I mean, this is...
Where are they from?
Where are they from? They are from all over. The husband is from Australia, and I love Australians. So we're going to, I think they're in New York on a big book tour.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this is a big thing for them to have their book out. And
that's exciting.
Yeah, it's always exciting. I love when people are on their, you know, book tour and they're, they have that special excitement in the air. And so it looks like they're counting down, and they're going to put us exactly at 11:21. That's really perfect, and I have no idea. I had one time where they just, you know, I was talking, and then I suddenly realized they're gone. Because sometimes on these book tours, they're intense, and they really are timed for.
Exactly.
Generally, I don't do these short interviews, but I took them today because I think they are delightful. And it's a they are a lovely couple, and I'm excited to talk to them. So I think we're going to have them in a few minutes, right? I'm looking at Big Ed in the control room, and he's just waiting for me. And we will be on.
Okay.
So it's exciting, isn't it?
It's all good.
And it's a perfect book for this time of the year because it is about eating right. And
well, we all need to eat right.
Exactly.
There's so much junk out there and everything else.
Okay. Hi. I think I have on the phone Stephanie Tornado and Adam Bannon, right?
Here we are.
Hey, how you going?
Okay, welcome. Great. Okay, I have a friend, another author in the studio too, Linda Berhansen. She's listening in because she also wants to hear about you and I and about your book, Healthy Meal Prep: Time Saving Plans to Prep and Portion Your Weekly Meals. And of course, you are the very, 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 very famous Fit Couple Cooks team.
Thank you.
Well, you know,
there you go, guys.
For once, I am really sorry I am on radio and not TV because, Adam, I love your hair. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. I work hard at it.
And well, I think so. I mean, no, you know, this is like perfection. Your hair is perfection. You know,
I've got to thank my mom and dad for that one.
Oh, yeah. And it's beautiful. And of course, I love your YouTube show, and Adam, I love you more because I love your accent. I love Australian. I think Australian accents are so sexy.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Yes. You're getting me all giggly with that accent. Ooh.
Good for selling books, too.
For a trip down under, I'll be good.
Okay. I love you, Australia. I just love it. Well, and I assume, Stephanie, that you love it, too?
Oh, yeah.
So
that's why we started talking.
And I can tell you, it's so much fun. Your YouTube videos are fun, and I love to see, of course, Stephanie, you have big muscles. You're strong.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that you make everyone want to be fit and healthy. And
when did you start doing your videos?
I started making videos 4 years ago, actually, and it was just called Chef Steph at the time because I didn't know Adam yet. And then about two years later, I met Adam. And we had the same goals in mind that we wanted to impact world health.
Wow.
And so because Adam was a professional chef and a personal trainer, he kind of just fit right into my channel.
Wow.
And so once we decided that we were going to stay together for the long haul and eventually get married, we decided to rebrand my channel, and it was now called Fit Couple Cooks. And since then, it's been about a year and a half, and we have gotten to about 440,000 subscribers.
Wow.
All over the world.
I know. It is so beautiful, and it's really, it makes cooking fun. I mean, you really do make cooking fun. It's, you know, I love the ingredients that you use, and you're, you know, getting people to switch over to healthy alternatives to some, you know, preparation. And then you just put the joy in it, and you've done the same with your book here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we try to keep everything happy, and because we hear from so many people that they think meal prepping is going to be boring, but then they come to our channel or they find our book, and they're realizing that they can still eat all of their favorite foods, and they can have fun while doing so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also with the younger generation, it is nice that so many of younger people are interested in good food, and they are interested in learning how to do things right, and they work together.
Definitely. I think millennials are very aware that the food system is starting to fail us and that they need to take control of their health if they want to live a long, healthy, happy life. And so we are definitely on a mission to help people figure out exactly what they need to be eating and just, you know, be able to still eat their favorite foods, but be having food that's in portion control and all that kind of good stuff. So that's why I think a lot of people are very attracted to our channel and our recipes because everything looks and tastes amazing.
And as my grandma would say, everything in moderation.
Exactly. And Adam, this idea that you can cook up a storm for a few hours and have enough food for a week is really great, isn't it?
Absolutely. So the book we give you what we call a prep day action plan. So we teach you step by step how to cook four recipes at once. So it may seem overwhelming, but it is quite easy to give you step by step instructions. And before you know it, you've cooked up four meals or four different recipes that are going to be there for the whole week, and you're ready to go.
Now, you know, actually, you stole this from my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law was like that. Every Sunday, she would cook, and I remember the first time she came, you know, I was all set up in the house, and I was, you know, thinking I was doing okay, and after like a week, she said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "You're like fussing around every day." And she said, no, you don't do it that way. And she did this exactly what you're doing. And it's so wonderful that you're bringing it, because it really is so much better to do it all at one time and have the food to there all week.
Oh, totally. I think that, you know, a lot of people cook as in, oh, I'm going to make a bunch of food now and it'll be leftovers. But basically that's meal prepping. So it's,
right.
You can call it leftovers or you can call it meal prepping. But meal prepping is the trendy term. So, yeah, that's exactly right. That's what my grandparents still do and my parents. And so, yeah.
Can you give us an example of something?
Yeah, what's
it? Give us an example of something you do on a Sunday when you're doing your meal prep.
Sure. So we do a lasagna, and instead of using lasagna sheets, we use sweet potato that is thinly sliced. We do chicken fajitas. Mm-hmm. We do Steph's favorite, which is her signature Steph's curry. in the book, that's a vegetable and tofu curry in the book. And yeah, all of the recipes in the book. There's a multitude of recipes in the book, and we have over 70 recipes on our YouTube channel. So every week is something different.
Now, one of the nice things about this book is that it is very simple. I mean, easy to follow. It's not, you know, you really laid everything out for people so that if they take this book, they can just
jump right in.
Exactly.
That's right. So we didn't want to make a book that had, you know, 1,000 recipes with 20 ingredients each. No, there's only very simple ingredients. Very easy to do. Most recipes are done within 20 minutes if you're cooking them individually.
Nice layout. It's very appealing to the eye. Like, there's just tons of big color, beautiful photos, and not a ton of words on the page. So you can very quickly glance at a page and see how simple the recipe is and that it won't take you very long. So, yeah, it's great.
As you're salivating.
Okay. Well, you know, Stephanie Tornado and Adam Bannon, I want to thank you so much for being on today. I know that you're busy because you are running around promoting this wonderful book, which is called Healthy Meal Prep. And I will feature this on my new website because I think it's a wonderful book. And I know that your show is wonderful, too. I hope maybe you can come back and I can have Adam talk more.
Oh, anytime.
Okay.
Anytime. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today. You guys are a joy.
Thank you so much.
Have a delicious day.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Okay. We timed it. Look at that. That's the first time. they were funny. I love it. They were really nice. Aren't they cute?
Yeah.
A cute couple. If you haven't seen them on YouTube, you really should go and watch them. They're on their Sunday. But
what's the name of their YouTube channel?
And it's called the Fit Couple Cooks.
Okay.
Fit Couple Cooks. And you just go there. They've got already a ton of, you know, videos.
I'm definitely going to check
and
it out.
It's cute. And they're so cute. They're such a cute couple.
It makes it enjoyable.
It is. I like some of, you know, sometimes when you have this food preparation, it's not interesting, but because they're always sort of teasing along and they're just an adorable couple. And as I said, I love Australian accents. And
yeah.
Adam is just fantastic. So we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more. And
don't go away.
Yeah, don't go away.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you an author? An artist? an inventor? Then you need to protect your valuable intellectual property. You need Larson & Larson. We have the experience and knowledge to help you with all of your legal needs, from processing trademark, copyright, or patent applications, to negotiating licensing agreements and handling litigation. The attorneys at Larson & Larson in Largo, Florida, can help protect you. Call us today for a no-cost consultation at 727-546-0660 or visit our website at LarsonPatentLaw.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Support Joy on Paper and local authors. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code PATSY. P-A-T-Z-I. Love a good book? Then the Book Swap of Curewood is the place for you. They carry both new and used books. Looking for a cozy mystery, books for the kids, or a great thriller? They've got it all. So head over to the Book Swap of Curewood, located at 11738 North Dale Mabry in Tampa. Valentine's Day is coming soon. Stop in and meet the friendly staff who will help you find the perfect gift. Remember, 11738 North Dale Mabry in Tampa. Book Swap of Curewood has been part of the North Tampa community since 1984.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Patsy with a Z, and I am back with my guest in the studio, Linda Berhans, and we're going to be talking about her new program, which is coming up in May. Hi, Linda.
April. April 5th.
April 5th. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. I thought it was May, but that's wonderful. Even sooner. My goodness.
Yeah.
Doesn't the time go quickly?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. And April 1st, of course, is Debbie Reynolds' birthday. And yes, and... it was very wonderful. I had her co-author, Dorian Hannaway, who was a very good friend of 30 years. They wrote a book together. And a few weeks before Debbie passed away, Dorian was on the program to talk about the book, Make 'em Laugh, which is a wonderful book. And Dorian is going to be back for April 1st. So that we can celebrate Debbie's birthday.
Nice.
And I was so honored that a few weeks... Well, just before she passed away, Debbie called the studio here to wish my listeners a happy new year, because I wrote a film for Debbie.
Did you?
Back in 2008, and we were scheduled to shoot it at Fantasy of Flight in, have you ever been,
yep.
you, in Kermit Week's beautiful, beautiful Fantasy
yes.
of Flight, which is one of the loveliest places. I love flying. I love pilots.
Me too.
My husband's was a pilot, so I love pilots. And I'm deeply involved in several projects to help and to remember the forgotten F-105 mm-hmm. warriors. And so I was really thrilled when I wrote the film for Debbie, and we were so excited that we were going to be filming it. But unfortunately, that was the crash.
Yep.
And things crashed here. Things crashed everywhere. Of course,
right.
things crashed in Hollywood with all the financing and all
goodness.
Of that. It was horrific. So many films were canceled
right.
that fall. And of course, everything was just a mess. And it took years before we could, work back
right.
toward the funding for the film. And unfortunately, by that time, then it got to be a situation of, could you get insurance on
right.
at such?
Right.
Because this was a film which would have required, essentially, 80% of the film was would have been Debbie. And so it was then a difficult situation. And it was a very sad thing for us because we were really looking forward to working with her. But, you know, these things happen. And I was very honored that she did, you know, call
That was nice. And
because she absolutely a wonderful person. So that's what I'm looking forward to on April 1st. And then on April 5th, I'm going to be listening to your new program.
Thank you. Just good news.
Just good news. Okay. Well, we need that. And one of the things that I wanted to tell everybody, too, thinking about good news, I want to remind you that on the first of the month, and this is the first of every month, Irene Goodman offers a critique for writers. And for any writer who really wants to know where they are in terms of, is their book ready to go to publication? Is it ready to be shown? To get a professional critique is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
And sometimes authors don't understand. They finish a book, you know, for people who have just sort of jumped into writing and they're thrilled and they finish a book. It's their first book. And they're eager to get it out there. But then you have to make a decision, of course, if you're going to self-publish or if you're going to go for an agent. And
that's a whole nother project.
That's a whole nother project. But if you decide that you're going to go the agent route, you really need to be at the top of the game.
Right.
And one of the ways is to have a real professional critique.
Yes.
You can't have somebody, you know, just a friend do it.
Right,
you
your girlfriend.
Yeah, you can't have somebody, you know, get somebody from a college.
Well, you need somebody that's objective, too.
Exactly. And knows the business.
Irene
Goodman of the Irene Goodman Literary Agency is the top. Now, Irene has been on the program a number of times. So has her agents. I've had Miriam Chris from her agency and, of course, Barbara Poel from her agency. And they know what will make it. They know what will sell.
Yeah, they've been around the block.
Exactly. And Irene does these critiques for charity. She tries to raise money for people who have problems seeing. So she has several different charities, and you can select, I think, which one the money goes to. But all you have to do is go to her website, IreneGoodman.com, and click on it. The instructions are there. And if you win the auction, and it depends, you know, every month the amount is a little bit different. But, you know, it's worth the money because here not only do you get the critique of your work, she also talks about it in terms of where it fits in with the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's really one of the most important things, knowing if you have to sort of gear your book a little bit or when you are promoting your book and trying to an agent, you have to mention a certain area because if they're interested in a certain thing at this point in time, if you know those keywords to use,
you have a better opportunity.
Exactly. And anybody who has ever tried to get an agent knows that you have to go through this query process. You're rolling your eyes.
It's a project.
Have you ever tried that?
Yep.
Yeah, you've tried to get the agent and send in query letters and you know, I was talking to an author recently, and she said, well, you know, I've sent in, I think she said something like 7 query letters, and nobody answers me. And, boy.
I'm sorry to say.
You know, 10 times that, and, you know, you really have to do it. And it's very hard because you do have to know not just what to say, but to whom to direct your query. And I do want to remind people again that I know that they sell books, and there's certain value to having one of these ABC books of agents. But the truth is that by the time a book is
printed,
it's outdated.
Right.
So if you're interested in really, really knowing what agents are active, you should go to Publishers Weekly, click on their news section, and they have a every week, and now, because I know it's sometimes people forget what to do, it's going to be on my website. But I will have a direct link to all of the recent deals, the what's happening. And this is a way that you can find out what agents are active, because you want agents who have just
out there.
They just made a deal.
Exactly.
So if they've made a deal, it means they're hot to trot. And you want those.
Yeah.
Those are the agents you want.
Exactly.
You don't want an agent who's sort of, it's a sideline, or it's a,
yeah,
you know,
semi-retired.
Yeah,
or...
and you don't know from the, when you read these books, ABC books of agents, you don't know which ones are really out there. And,
right.
You know, they all want to make money, but some of them are better than others. And the ones that have get really wonderful book deals are probably the ones you want. And so there is an opportunity for you to not only reach an agent who is active, but understand what that agent is looking for. If an agent has just, you know, done a deal for a particular type of book, you go to their website, you say, okay, is this, are they interested in fantasy? Well, then,
right.
And I'm doing fantasy, then the chances are they are
right. There's a better chance, right.
Because you do not want to go to somebody who is interested in history,
right,
or sports or whatever.
Just do your homework.
You have to, your query letters have to be directed to somebody who actually is interested in the type of book that you're doing. And as I said, somebody who is active in the industry. So the wonderful thing about Publishers Weekly is that they do have these stories, and I will be having a link on my website so that you can go to it. And it's just helpful.
I can't wait to see your new website. Oh, very exciting.
Well, it is very exciting, because now, you know, it's been a learning experience. It's so funny. Because of the number of interviews I've done, you know, it's
a lot.
I'm heading now toward my third anniversary in March. And when you think of how many people I've interviewed, authors, publishers, agents, the number just mounts up. And I needed a website that could handle that type of content. And also, I want to be able to bring to authors in one location, and over the next few months I will work on it, one location where they can go from query letters to PR campaigns, everything sort of in one place, because it is so difficult to keep searching and searching.
Right.
And I will have links in my website to what I have found are the best of the best, because it is such a time-consuming thing to promote a book.
That's a big deal for people to be able to go to your site and find that information.
Exactly, because I know that authors get almost overwhelmed. Well, they do get overwhelmed, and they get exhausted. And one of the things I had Dave Chesson from Kindlepreneur on recently, and he was talking about the importance of not dabbling, not just, you know, you try something, you send out a PR release one day, and that doesn't work. And then the next day you try something else.
You need to be consistent
and dedicated. And then, you know, one of the authors I had on, Denise Grover Swank, she wrote a business plan for people. And we'll have that on my website, thanks to her, because I really admire this woman so much, because she was one of these women who found herself in a difficult situation, a widow. A young widow with six children to
support. Oh, my goodness.
And very much like Mary Higgins Clark, who also found herself as a widow needing to support her children.
Right.
And Denise did a wonderful thing. She wrote a business plan. She realized right from the beginning, she realized that, you know, looking around, she saw some indie women publishers, people who had published by themselves, and she saw that they weren't selling. They weren't selling very many, and she knew that she really didn't have time to do the query letter route. She, you know, that takes time.
Sure does.
You're not going to do that overnight. She wrote the book, and it was a romance, and she was very proud of it. And she said, "I think it's good, and I think people will enjoy it." And she, you know, tested it out, and everybody liked it. Everybody said, "Well, that's great." But she knew in her heart that she didn't have time to go for a traditional publishing. She didn't. There was not the time. There wasn't 6 months or a year leeway.
Right.
And so she decided to publish, and so she set a business plan. She said, I calculated how many books I needed to sell in a month to put food.
Wow.
You know, if I needed 325 books, I was going to sell those 325 books, whether, you know, I had to go online, I did blogging,
the street
I did
corner,
this, I did.
The supermarket.
Well, no, she did.
I sold a lot of my books there.
When she got near the end of the month and she hadn't sold, she would actually load up the car. One of the things she found with now a romance author, wherever, whatever city she was in, that laundromats, there are always women sitting in laundromats.
Oh, yeah.
And they're sitting there doing nothing, you know.
Yeah.
And so she found that was a good place.
You never know.
So by the end of the month, you know, the last few days of the month, she could go around to laundromats and sell the last 20, 30 books. And or to, you know, to the local market, you know, the Saturday or Sunday afternoon market.
Right.
And she did it. But she did it because she was dedicated to a plan.
Right.
That it was a business and she was going to do it.
Yeah.
And she has been writing for 6 years, and she just hit 2 million.
Wow.
2 million books. And, of course, after a while, after she had proven herself that she was really doing what – publishers
right.
actually came to her, you know.
Nice.
Agents came to her, publishers. And at that point, she's like, I'm keeping all the money for myself. But then, you know, she's
right.
doing sort of a hybrid. She has some now that are with a publisher.
Interesting.
And she did it all because she was dedicated.
Right.
And approached it the correct way. And
yeah, because too many people are airy-fairy about
it. Yeah, exactly.
And that's what happens. Then nothing happens. The book just sits in their house. The boxes of book, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Dave Chesson from Kindlepreneur said, that this happens all too often because people don't make that effort.
Right.
And so I was one of the reasons I wanted to do this new website is that I do want to, over the next few months, I'm going to have, like, in every category, whether it's how to do press releases or how to find agents, to put the best information out there so that people will have at least a little bit of time to sit back and say, okay, I can handle this, I can do this, and I can do that.
That's wonderful.
Because I love to promote people's books, you know, who are enthusiastic,
mm-hmm.
and they have something to everybody who writes a book, they have something they want you to know. They have something they
yeah.
want to share. And it's so sad when they don't have that next level that they can get out there.
And they have to understand, if they can't do it, to ask someone to help them.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's just not their thing. So they might have to ask someone to help them or hire someone to help them. But don't miss that. And then your book just is sitting in the closet.
So that's one of the things I want to do, is try also to do sort of a clearinghouse of companies that I put some trust in. Because
mm-hmm.
it's difficult. You have to be so careful in all walks of life about people taking advantage
yeah.
of human beings. Sometimes it's so sad what people will do. I know in the healthcare industry, you've certainly seen
mm-hmm.
it. Oh, you must have had some horrific tales.
And just with the storm recently, the terrible things that happened. Terrible things that happened. Seniors that was by themselves, you know, people that were stuck, you know, people that just didn't know what to do.
Exactly. So I hope that over the next few months, as I add more content and more stories about success stories, about how various authors, some I know who have absolutely done a terrific job. And sometimes it's a matter of thinking out of the box. And that's one of the things that is very important. If you have something in your book, something that can distinguish you from every other author,
right.
whether it's, I love, for example, Kelly Abel. She set her books in Monticello, Florida here. Well, it's so nice. I mean, she set them in a real town. And I know most authors will, you know, of course, if you're writing about sort of like a Peyton Place thing, you want to make up the town. But sometimes it really works to set it in a real town.
Yeah.
Because that right there, that gives you
a head start.
That gives you a head start. And you have your home, you know, you have the town where you can have, events.
Right.
You know? And of course, I'm sure everybody in that town has now bought the book. So you might pick a small town and set your book in that.
Yeah.
But it also gives you this opportunity to have a location where you can go and have filming and have events. And this is the type of thing that gets you the publicity you need.
Right.
Because it is not publicity to write a book. You can't,
right.
You know, you send out a press release and say, I wrote a book.
Okay, big deal.
Big deal. You know, who cares? But if you set up an event in the town, like Kelly Abel goes up to Monticello and goes to the local bar and pub and whatever and sets it up, then you have something to hook. And so, or I had recently someone who all her cozy mysteries are set around weddings. Well, of course, again, this is not, and I said to her, you know, the books are excellent, but the books are not newsworthy for in and of themselves.
Right.
You're not going to get publicity for it. But on the other hand, I said to her, so go to 1,000 weddings.
Yeah.
Go to 1,000 weddings and make a YouTube video out of it. 1,000 weddings. Count them down. And at every wedding, present the bride with this nice murder mystery.
Great idea.
Of course, I say some of them, you know, the groom gets killed. But what the heck? No. Give it.
Did she do it?
No, I don't know. I hope that she's doing
it. See, I'm lucky with a lot of my books. My second book, Connecting Caregivers, is I do a lot of seminars and a lot of educational things. So that's a good place to sell books.
Exactly.
Because people are coming looking for it.
Yeah, that's nice. And that's, you know, for a book like yours, a nonfiction book where you're of course an expert in the field and you have a lot of weight now when you go to events,
right.
You can talk about all of the things that you've learned from your experience here. But anyway, you have to think out of the box.
Yeah.
And then you will have some good news because let's talk about the new program.
So please,
a little bit.
Please. We're all looking for good news. I want to hear about tons of good news that is out there. You can contact me at Linda Burhans, LindaBurhans.com, or you can call me at 727-365-8383. And I'm looking for all sorts of good news. In the Tampa Bay area, I've spoken to a bunch of our youth, and some of them are going to go out and be junior reporters for me. So they're going to go out to the schools and the towns and find out the good things that kids are doing. So one show a month will be good news just about kids, which I think is very exciting.
And exciting for the children to be able to say, wow, somebody's interested in what we're doing. Somebody,
right.
You know, something.
Right. And by being a reporter, too, they can get extra credit in school.
Oh.
So it's a, you know, it's a win-win both ways.
Oh, that's
You know,
good.
And then they get to come on the show, and that's a big deal for them, and that's good news.
Exactly. That's well, I had a delightful 10-year-old. This kid is a book reviewer.
Really?
Yes, a 10-year-old, and he is amazing. Jazz Anders, and he does these book reviews for kids' books. Now he's 10, but he's sort of like me, and he has been reading since he was a baby. you know, I started reading it when I was a baby, and his favorite books are things like Alexander Hamilton, a big biography. I mean, we're
really?
Talking 500 big books. I mean, major books. But of course, I was doing the same thing when I was 10. I was very, you know, well, that's why I've read 10,000.
Exactly.
And so Jazz Anders is also going to be on my website because he's absolutely delightful. But he loves to do things like that.
10 so, years yeah. old.
Yeah. So
it's amazing. And that's what it is. There's amazing good kids out there doing stuff. There's so, we hear so much of the bad stuff.
Hey.
You know, and a lot of people I talk to lately, they're like, we don't watch any news, Linda, because it's all bad.
Oh, I know. I know. I know the feeling.
And it's sad. And then you got that bad feeling in your head all day long. I want to start out my day happy. I want to continue my day happy. I want to end my day happy.
Well, you know, the saying that about my sister's one of those people. She won't turn it on anymore. I actually, what I found is funny. Like in the mornings, I can't watch the news anymore. So I turn on Bollywood movies. I love Bollywood movies. I love them because they're so silly.
Yeah.
And they're so funny. And the music is so cheerful. And I was watching one and I a few days ago, and it was so happy.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, you know,
it just makes you feel good.
You need this because, as you said, you can't take too much more. You know, we want some happiness, and I think it's a wonderful idea what you
do. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah, it is. It's
yeah. And because I said there's so many good things going out there. There are wonderful nonprofits. There are wonderful kids. There are wonderful businesses that, you know.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable, and I think they need to get some attention.
Well, isn't it fun to be on radio and to be able to bring stories that? I love to bring stories about books and about authors and that story behind the book, because it is so exciting always to hear from an author what inspired them to write a book.
Yeah. It's so interesting. I always tell my stepmother, we'll be together. I go to visit her. She lives in Greenwich Village. And I'm always like, tell me a story. Like, tell me some. She says, I don't have stories. I said, open up a bottle of champagne. And she tells me stories of her life and things that she did. And I record them while we're there. Because, like we said earlier, if you don't write down those stories or tell those stories to somebody, the stories are going to go away. And no one will know. And I learn more things about my stepmother every day because she was my stepmother, not my mom. So I wasn't with her for many years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I say, tell me, I can remember I was stuck with her. And I shouldn't say stuck with her, but I was there for Hurricane Sandy. So here we are on the 15th floor in Greenwich Village with no electricity, no water, no nothing. And the two of us are laying in bed with like three blankets on. And I said, so tell me about your first date with my dad. And it was wonderful. She told me the whole story. And the best part was we had 4 days of no interruptions because there was no television. There was no electricity.
Okay. So she left from Florida to go up to New York and gets involved in
the hurricane. I know. Isn't that hysterical?
Who would have expected
hysterical.
That? Well, do remember that one of the joys of life is to see your words on paper or to hear them in an Audible book, because I really am loving Audible books lately. They are wonderful. So all you have to do is sit down and write. And remember, my word for the year is Facebook. Everybody should pick a one word, and my word is Facebook. So please go to my Facebook page and like me. And, and Linda and I are going to figure out how to do Facebook. And next time I will be here. Facebook Live. Exactly. And meanwhile, say something nice to somebody today and find the joy, as Linda does, getting up in the morning and going out there and taking photos that she shares with people on her Facebook page, which is?
Linda Burhans.
Linda Burhans. And I'm going to, maybe I should start putting up, I get the sunset because I'm looking
in
the opposite direction. So
exactly.
I'll start putting up sunsets. And meanwhile, say something nice again. I'm going to say something nice to Big Ed. And I'm so grateful for him all the time. And he salutes me. And I salute him because I should have been a drill sergeant. I love being saluted. Okay. Thank you so much, Linda, for coming in today.
Thanks for having me,
Kathy.
Make sure,
and your program is on Saturday.
Saturday's at noon, and the new show, Good News, starts April 5th at 3 p.m., so tune in, please.
Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.